joined now by Jason Pratt of Future150.com. Jason, thanks so much for spending some time with us this afternoon.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Jason, talk about the Future 150 basketball camp that you have coming up here to Central Arkansas.
Well, we're going to be at the Don Owens Center there in Conway, Arkansas, and you know, we're trying to come out there to try to get a good look at some of the talent in Arkansas and try to help some of the kids, some of the lesser-known kids around the state there, an opportunity to showcase their talent in front of our scouts and stuff. We are an NCAA-certified scouting service, and we're out there to try to help get those kids' names on the map, on a national radar, and give them the opportunity to be seen and get their names out to the college coaches, give them a chance to be recruited.
And as far as the camp, is it invitation only?
No.
Okay.
Go, yeah,
explain that.
It's freshmen, you know, for current freshmen, sophomore, juniors, and seniors. It's open to anybody that'd like to attend that really feels like maybe they're under-recruited and, you know, really doesn't have a name for themselves on a national level. And our job is to go out there and kind of scout those kids and give them an opportunity to get their name out there to the college coaches.
Now, Jason, there are some players that with Arkansas ties that are definitely listed in on your website and have national respect. And I'm looking right now at the class of 2016, Malik Monk listed as the ninth best player overall on the Future150.com.
Yes, sir. Malik is a great athlete. I mean, he's got a ton of upside. He's shot getting better every day. Obviously, he is one of the premier athletes in that class as far as attacking the rim, finishing, and, you know, obviously he's a high flyer. So his upside is tremendous, and that's kind of how we rank our – do our projections and ranking is based on upside. So
what about – I see Anton Beard is the number six, and now there's only two five-star guys, I believe, in the 2014 class, but you do have Anton Beard as a four-star going to Arkansas. Tell me a little bit more about him, and maybe for some people that didn't get to see him play, and then again for your camp, do players like this come, would they be there so it gives you an opportunity, like you're saying, a kid that maybe doesn't think he's getting recruited, they get to test their skills out against some of the best players in the state?
Yes, sir. Anton came to our camp about 3 years ago, 3 years ago. And some of these Arkansas kids have been to our camps over the years. Our camp's been going for 6 years. But Anton is a, you know, he's a combo guard. He can play the point guard position. I think this year in AAU on the circuit, he was playing the point guard position a lot more. I think he's going to have to play the point guard position there in college based on his size. The one thing about Anton that we really, really like was that, you know, he plays that he can play up tempo. He can slow it down. He's a good floor general. And the one thing about Anton that kind of sets him apart from some of the other kids around the country is he shoots the ball extremely well. If he gets it going, he can straight fill it up. And, you know, that was one thing about Anton that we really liked. He was more of a scoring guard, but yet he had the skills to play the point guard position. A lot of the kids that are on the national scene, I would say, that are in the national rankings, you know, a lot of those kids have come to our camp at an early age. So we've identified them in the 8th grade, the 7th grade, the 9th grade, the 10th grade. But then once they get up to 17 and under and their recruiting has kind of taken off, you know, their next step is, you know, like in Anton's case, it was going to the NBA players camp, going to some of these more elite of the elite where they're playing against the top 150 kids in the country, the Elite 24 camp. It was on ESPN this past year. And some of those kids have all attended our camp. But we try to identify the kids at a young age and then help them with the recruiting process by getting their name to college coaches at an early age. So as they develop and they get more on a national radar, you know, their name kind of becomes synonymous with the college recruiting world.
And then what do you say for some players, you know, what, is there a cost to this? And then, you know, what do you say if there's some naysayers out there that are maybe skeptical about it? What is the cost for this?
Well, it's $150. It's a two-day camp. We basically put them through skills and drills. We evaluate them in 5-on-5, 4-on-4. And basically, you know, what we're looking for is we're looking for the skilled player that has the ability to translate to the next level. And so what I, you know, and that's kind of what we're looking for. You know, one of the things we talk about at our camp is, you know, the athlete of today is getting better and better and better. The younger the kids are, the better athletes they become. And so the athleticism is getting even more, but the skill is diminished. And the one thing that we like to look for and the one thing that we're trying to get kids to understand is that you're not going to get by on athleticism alone.
They're all athletes, right?
Yeah, they're all athletes. I mean, you get to the college level, the difference that sets you apart is your athletic and your skill. I mean, your skill level and your fundamentals. And that's one thing that's really missing in the basketball today. And that's one thing we're trying to get the young kids to understand is that you got to be skilled. So we use the analogy that, like, how many NBA draft picks were there this past year? There were 60. Well, how many of them were drafted from college? Only 43.
How many were European? Yeah.
17 kids were selected in the European. Why is that? Well, they're more skilled than our players in the United States.
Jason, so, we've got just a couple of seconds left. Real quick, it's this weekend. How can people find out more information? Just go to the website?
They can go to our website. Yeah, they can go to our website, future150.com. They can click on the camps tab at the top, and they can select the details under the Arkansas camp and get all the information there. They can register online. That secures their spot. We're going to have 150 kids hopefully there, and it's going to be a good event, give a good opportunity to get some kids on the radar.
Jason, thanks so much for your time.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.